Well, it's a wonderful benefit that they're doing on Friday. I think it's Friday night. Mm-hmm. I think they have a Redwood Express, is that, and they go a different place every year. I
yes,
mean,
ma'am.
Different theme every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're sailing on to Gilligan's Island Friday night. I get an opportunity to tour the facility, which I'm very excited about, and I guess meet all the folks.
What was it about Redwood that made you decide to come?
There's several charities that I'm involved with, and mm-hmm. I had a Down syndrome, a very, very dear friend, and I had a cousin that was physically and mentally challenged that we lost, but I run a foundation in Reno where we have built a wonderful children's museum, and I don't have children, and it fulfills my heart to do something, and when I'm asked to do something like that, I love it. So I am thrilled to death that I'm able to not just do the event, it's more than the event, is going through the facility and seeing what they do and how they do it and all of that is important.
Do people often mistake Don Wells for Marianne? I imagine they feel like they know you.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And everybody greets me with love. It's interesting because they like the character, and the show makes you happy, and it's in 30 languages all over the world right now. I've been recognized in the hills of Rwanda, on the Solomon Islands, everywhere. And I'm off Broadway right now, and I walked into one of the restaurants last night after the play I was doing and walked down the bar, and six people stood up and went, Marianne, Marianne. I thought, God, you still know who I am. That's pretty good at this 900 years old that I am. But it's part of it, three generations of their childhood. And I'm doing a book. I'm writing a book that we hope to be released in the spring, a conversation kind of between Don and Marianne. There is no Marianne out there today. It's really hard. The morality and the family structure and everything has changed so, and as a parent, it must be difficult to try to comprehend and to, you know, keep everything in line with your children. It must be very difficult because you don't have control of these tweets and these Twitters and these mechanical things that everybody's punching. So it's time to kind of talk about how do you live with the morality that was then today, and it can't all be the same. So how does a parent that now both of them are working, the schools have changed so much, you're out after school at 1:30, I went to school till 4.
Mm-hmm.
So it's difficult raising a family today, and I think that there's something to say about all of this. I don't know what the solution is, but I think family, morality, love and affection, discipline, all of those things are real important.
And you've been so identified with baseball, hot dogs, coconut cream pie, and Marianne.
Yeah.
How hard is it to hold up that mantle? And was it ever a challenge?
No. I remember once when I first came off the show, Sears or one of the big organizations had a charm school for young teenage girls. There were about 300 of them and five or six counselors there. And I was a speaker. And the counselors decided that they'd let me have the room with the kids alone. And the questions the girls asked me, I went, whoa, about really? Sex, about religion, about race, about all of those things, drugs. And I thought, Marianne is a, and I'm not a goody-two-shoes, Dawn Wells is not, but I realize that these questions are out there and they need some guidance. There's more to Dawn than Marianne. I travel all over the world. I've been fortunate enough to do many, many things. But the core, I think we are all more alike than we are different. We all care about our families. We care about our health. We care about our putting food on the table, no matter where you live, whether you're in Hong Kong or Dubai or here. And I think that's kind of the world is kind of in a bad place right now. And if we can hold on to our morality and our ethics and stuff, I think that's the only survival.
You can find out how to get ticket information for Redwood Express Destination Gilligan's Island on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Dawn Wells, thanks for sharing some time with us this morning. Thank you for all the wonderful memories.
Well, thank you for the call. And if you haven't gotten your tickets due, you're contributing to something worthwhile, and I can meet you and say hello.